This is SEMO Spotlight. I'm Clayton Hester. I'm sitting down with Peyton Ruddy, SEMO student, today to talk about her studies that have led her to the United States Capitol. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. So what are you studying here at SEMO?
So I'm a double degree with a minor. My Bachelor of Science is in Ag Business with a specialty in Animal Science. My Bachelor of Arts is in Political Science with a French minor.
Wow, that makes for an interesting combination. What kind of things did you go into this with in mind to focus on those different things?
So I've known kind of since high school that I've always wanted to go into agriculture and advocacy for that industry. And as I kind of grew, and then thanks to a very great professor my first semester here at SEMO, he helped me kind of finesse that into working with agricultural policy. And so the best way to kind of really build a foundation for agricultural policy, it would make sense to do a double degree, so that way I'm making sure I'm getting the most out of my education to help prepare me for that field.
Having worked in the office of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, what kind of classes, what kind of things here at Southeast really prepared you the most, do you think, for going on to do that?
Honestly, probably all of it. All of my classes have been a huge help, both on political science and agricultural. On those, both sides have been great. Outside of classes, honestly, all of the club activities I've done between, especially with student government, has been a big help. I don't think I would have done half of what I would have been able to do without everything I've had here at SEMO. So I worked on issues related to agriculture and energy. My duties included attending hearings and briefings, leading constituent tours of the Capitol, and assisting the policy and operations teams with administrative tasks.
How do you think that this has really set you up for your future? What are you hoping to go into in the political field?
Well, I would love to go into Missouri Farm Bureau. That would be super cool, or just any state Farm Bureau or American Farm Bureau. Somewhere in that realm, USDA would even be really cool, getting experience up through there. But this experience really just kind of taught me how passionate I am about it. Obviously, I said I got to work, attend hearings and briefings and kind of work on things with related to agriculture and energy, which is obviously right up my alley with what I want to do. So getting to see that and do that research in depth really just kind of reminded me about where my passion is and how much I really care about this industry and where I want to go to help.
What was your education in the political sciences like in comparison to being on the job?
I mean, it's different. It's definitely different, because when you're sitting in the classroom, you can kind of picture it in your head and kind of imagine how the scenario would go or how it would play out in real life. But then you get into it and you're like, okay, this kind of matched up, and here I need to twist around this, this, and this to help make everything flow better. It's learning it versus applying it. And there's, you know, so it's a little different, but it's, the classes here definitely were a great preparation.
Anything else you wanted to add before we wrap up?
It was a great opportunity. Anybody who doesn't, if they're in the, especially if they're in political science field, if they don't totally know what to do, a congressional internship is honestly a great way to go through the House or the Senate. It's a great way to kind of learn and really figure out where you want to be.
Peyton Ruddy, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm Clayton Hester. This is SEMO Spotlight.